天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那很开心呢，可以跟大家在节目中再次相遇。我们正在学习的系列呢是 Empowered by Praise， 从赞美中得力。今天麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨神的名字这个主题。那就像我们中国人所起的名字一样，每一个字背后都有特殊的意义，更有长辈们在我们身上的期盼和祝福。那神的名字有哪些呢？每一个名字的背后又有什么特殊的意义呢？好，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is to know that you are being blessed by this broadcast.
知道你因这节目而蒙福，真是高兴。
We have heard from several of you.
我们收到好些个听众朋友的来信。
And we're looking forward to hearing from many of you.
我们期盼有更多朋友跟我们联系。
If you have not written to us yet, please write to us.
如果你还没有写过信给我们，请你来信。
Either by the post or through the internet.
邮寄或电邮给我们都可以。
In God's word, names have incredible meaning.
在神的话语中，名字具有很奇妙的意义。
And no names are more powerful than the names of God.
并且再没有一个名字比神的名更具能力的。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次收听这个节目，
We are in the middle of a series called Empowered by Praise.
我们正在讲的系列信息是从赞美中得力。
Today we're going to look at the names of God.
今天我们要看神的名字。
The first name God wants us to know about himself is Yahweh.
首先神要我们认识他自己的名字，就是耶和华。
And the name literally means to be.
这个名字的意思就是向来都是的。
Or the ever living.
或者永远存活。
Or the self-existing.
或者是自由的。
That means that our God depends on nothing and no one for his existence.
意思就是说，我们的神不需要依靠任何人、任何事就存在的。
The second name that God gives us about himself in his word is this.
在神的话中，他告诉我们他自己的第二个名字就是
Yahweh Yara, or our provider.
耶和华以勒，意思是我们的供应者。
God provides for all our needs today, tomorrow, and for eternity.
神为我们今天、明天和永恒的一切需要都有供应。
In order to know exactly what God said about himself, let's read from the book of Genesis, chapter 22.
为了让我们明白神怎样介绍他自己，就让我们来读《创世纪》第22章里的这段经文。这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。 到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊。亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀，要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福，我必赐大福给你，论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。于是亚伯拉罕回到他仆人那里，他们一同起身往别示巴去，亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。
One of the great names of God is that he is Yahweh Yireh.
神其中一个伟大的名字就是耶和华以勒。
He is our provider.
他是我们的供应者。
He may ask you to make a sacrifice.
他也许会要求你有所奉献。
Not because he needs your sacrifice.
并不是他需要你的奉献。
But he wants your surrender.
但他要你降服。
And when he sees your surrender,
当他看见你愿意降服时，
he has a great deal of blessing in store for you.
他就为你预备丰富的福气。
You will receive far more than what you sacrifice.
你所得到的将远远超过你所奉献的。
Because God loves to be your provider.
因为神乐意做你的供应者。
So start learning how to praise Jehovah Jireh.
让我们学习如何赞美耶和华以勒。
That is one of the great names of God.
这是神其中一个伟大的名字。
Then there is a third name of God, and it is Jehovah Rapha.
神还有第三个名字，就是耶和华拉法。
God revealed himself in this name in Exodus 15:26.
神在出埃及记第15:26说出这个名字。
Let us read the whole passage.
让我们来读这节经文。又说，你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上。 因为我耶和华是医治你的。
Do you know what the word Rapha means?
你知道拉法是什么意思吗？
It means to cure or to heal or to restore.
就是医治、治疗、复原的意思。
God does not just heal or restore.
神不仅只是医治人，使人康复。
God's name is healing.
神的名字就是医治。
His name is synonymous with wholeness.
他的名字跟完整是同义词。
His name is power for your weakness.
他的名字就是你软弱时的力量。
His name is balm for your wounds.
他的名字就是你伤口上的药膏。
His name is the very secret for a healthy self-esteem.
他的名字就是使你有健全自我观的秘诀。
His very name renews a degenerated mind.
只有他的名字才能更新我们逐渐衰退的心智。
His very name restores shattered relationships.
只有他的名字才能重建我们支离破碎的人际关系。
When we see Jesus face to face on that great day,
在那最伟大的一天，当我们跟主耶稣面对面相见时，
We will have bodies like unto Jesus Christ after the resurrection.
我们将有一个与主耶稣复活之后相似的身体。
And that is why we praise Jehovah Rapha.
所以我们要赞美耶和华拉法，他是医治者。
The fourth name God wants us to know about himself is this.
神要我们认识他的第四个名字是
Jehovah Nissi, or God our banner.
耶和华尼西，也就是耶和华是我的旌旗。
Strange name, isn't it?
这是个奇特的名字，是吗？
God is our flag.
神是我们的旗帜。
Basically, that's what it literally means, and it's wonderful.
基本上就是这个意思，而且非常的奇妙。
Listen to what God said in Exodus 17.
请听神在出埃及记第十七章里所说的话。
The Amalekites came up on the Israelites in the wilderness.
当时亚玛利人从旷野来和以色列人征战。
And wanted to wipe them out before they got into the promised land.
他们想要把以色列人在进入应许地之前就消灭他们。
So Moses said to Joshua,
于是摩西对约书亚说,
Take some fighting men with you down to the battlefield.
选出一些战士来跟你上战场。
And I'm going to the hill and take the staff with me.
我将要拿着杖上山。
On the top of the hill, I'm going to hold the staff to the Lord.
就是拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Now, there's something here that you must understand.
在这里你必须明白一件事。
The staff was used of God to perform supernatural miracles.
这支杖是神用来行超自然的神迹的。
Miracles on behalf of his people in the midst of unbelievers.
在不信神的人面前行神迹，代表他们是神的百姓。
The staff is a symbol of a prayer life and intercession.
这支杖是祷告、代求的象征。
It is a symbol of Moses' dependence on God and trust in the Lord.
象征着摩西完全信赖神、倚靠神。
So when Moses lifted up the staff in faith,
所以当摩西凭着信心举起这支杖时，
and consequently the small army of the Israelites wiped out the giant Amalekites.
结果以色列这一小队士兵歼灭了亚玛利的大军。
Afterward, the Lord said to Moses in Exodus 17:14.
后来在出埃及记第十七章十四节那里，神对摩西说
：“Write this on the scroll as something to be remembered.
你要将这话写在书上做纪念。
I will completely blot out the Amalekites from under heaven.”
我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹。
And on that spot, Moses built an altar and called it Jehovah Nissi.
于是摩西在那里筑了一座祭坛，并起名叫耶和华尼西。
The Lord is my flag.
意思就是神是我的旌旗。
Moses was waving his flag.
摩西挥舞着神的旗帜。
And when you praise Jehovah Nissi,
当你赞美耶和华尼西时，
you are waving the flag of the Lord over you.
你就是高举神的旗帜飘扬着。
You are saying to the enemy of your soul that God is your victory.
你向灵魂的仇敌夸口说神使你得胜。
That God is your banner.
神是你的旌旗。
When you are praising Jehovah Nissi, you are saying the following.
当你赞美耶和华尼西时，你就是说，
Satan, you cannot destroy the purpose of God in my life.
撒旦，你不能摧毁神在我生命里所定的目标。
When you are praising Jehovah Nissi, you are waving the flag.
当你赞美耶和华尼西时，你就是在挥舞着旗帜。
A flag that is an assurance that God is in control of your life.
这面旗子就是神在你生命中掌权的保证。
I don't know what giants in your life may be facing today.
我不知道今天你所面对的人生强敌是谁。
Whether someone wants to destroy you or your family or your business.
不论是一个想要毁灭你或你的家庭或你的事业的人。
Whether it is a giant of financial collapse,
不论是使你经济面临崩溃的大难题，
whether it is a giant of nagging fear of failure in your life,
不论是在人生中你对失败的恐惧不断地搅扰着你，
whatever giant you may be facing right now,
无论你现在面对着什么强敌，
when you praise Jehovah Nissi,
当你赞美耶和华尼西时，
You will have victory.
你将会得胜。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jehovah Nissi is greater than all of the giants that you are facing right now.
因为耶和华尼西比你现在所面对的任何强敌更强大得多。
So praise Jehovah Nissi.
所以让我们赞美耶和华尼西吧。
Then the fifth name that God wants us to know about him is Jehovah Makadish.
神要我们认识他的第五个名字是耶和华马卡德西。
The word Makadish means to be set aside or separated.
马卡德西这个字就是分别出来的意思。
In fact, that word was used to refer to people and utensils in the temple.
其实这个字常用来专指那些在圣殿里的侍奉人员或用品。
They were set aside and used only for God in His temple.
他们都是分别为圣，专门在圣殿里侍奉神用的。
And yes, it is translated holy.
不错，这个字被翻译为圣洁。
Many people don't understand the real meaning of the word holy.
很多人都不理解圣洁的真实意义。
They think it's an unreasonable restrictions of appearances or behavior.
他们以为圣洁代表着在行为和仪表上受到不合理的拘束。
It has nothing to do with all that.
其实根本不是这么回事。
In reality, it means to be cleansed and set aside.
在现实里，这个字的意思就是洁净和分别出来。
So what does it mean when we say God is holy?
那么当我们说神是圣洁的，到底是什么意思呢？
It means that God is separated from sin.
意思就是说神跟罪恶是隔绝的。
That God is sinless.
神是纯洁无罪的。
But it also means that God set himself aside for you.
同时也表示神为了你把自己分别出来。
He dedicated himself on your behalf.
他为了你献上自己。
Do you understand the enormity of this?
你能理解其中伟大的含义吗？
God is not just totally separated from sin.
神不仅是完全与罪恶隔绝。
But he is dedicating himself to bless you.
他更献上自己来赐福给你。
God said in Leviticus 20 and verse 7,
在利未记第二十章第七节神说
I am Jehovah Makadosh.
我是耶和华你们的神。耶和华马卡德西。
And that means that the mighty, sinless God sets himself aside for you.
也就是说，伟大无罪的神为你把自己分别出来。
God dedicated himself to you.
他为你献上自己。
God focuses his attention on you.
他专注在你身上。
It means that God's commitment is to you first and foremost.
也就是说，神以你为他最优先，也是最重要的关注。
And when you focus on this, you cannot help but praise Jehovah Makadosh.
当你注意到这事实，你就不得不赞美这位圣洁的神耶和华。
And the more you bless Jehovah Makadosh, the more he blesses you.
你越是把颂赞都归给耶和华马卡德西，他就越加赐福给你。
So praise Jehovah Makadosh.
赞美耶和华马卡德西吧。
I hope you tune in next time to learn more about the names of God.
我盼望你继续收听我们下一次的节目，并继续学习神其他的名字。
Until we meet again, I hope that you will be praising Jehovah.
盼望你能赞美耶和华我们的神。下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，让我们知道原来神有这么多的名字，并且每一个名字呢都代表了神对我们大大的祝福。是的，我们的这位阿巴父，他不仅是一位全能的神，更是供应者和医治的神。尤其是耶和华马卡德西这个名字，让我们看到了神的全然圣洁，圣洁到为了我们把他自己也都全然献上了。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神既然如此的看重我们，那还有什么好担忧的呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们，我们下次再会。
虽然黑暗 痴心有关的遐闪失。暗暝虽然孤单，时间若到，天总是会光。关山虽然危险，若有信心就通爬到山顶。路途虽然遥远，若有贴心就通行到天的彼边。天色虽然黑暗，痴心犹原在夜相思。暗暝虽然孤单，时间若到。总是会光，关山虽然危险，若有信心就通爬到山顶。路途虽然遥远，若有贴心就通走到天的彼边。谁人会当看过所有艰难在的，谁人会当看见美梦的飞？想你的心看见希望，你就拍开心内的窗。谁人会当看过所有艰难在的，谁人会当看见心看见希望，你就拍开心内的窗，予你的眼光看见希望。心内的